Hi, my name is Susan Grace, and welcome to another episode where we discuss matters climate change and inclusivity. We have highlighted challenges in the past episodes, and we have agreed that it's time to take action. The question is, how do we start building resilience when it comes to taking the actions, and what do we need to do? I have a panelist of beautiful ladies joining me today. Let me start with Caroline Ati on my immediate left, who is the director of the South Sudan Women with Disabilities Network. She's also joined by Jocelyn Knight, who will be her sign language interpreter, rather, who will be her voice on this episode. We also have Helen Kazira. Thank you so much for joining us. She is a student at the MMU University, where she's studying BBIT. And she also works at an organization called Signverse. Maybe she'll be telling us more about that. But now we also want to understand how technology and matters, climate change and inclusivity comes in the picture. We'll start with you, Helen. What do you think, or how do you think we can merge the three?
I'll give an illustration of the deaf people that's who we are working with. In the part of inclusion, the way we are working, we are collecting data. We did the first one, and we are using them to give us the data they have, the primary language they understand. We used a suit called a motion capture suit. They put them on, and then they do the sign. It shows on the screen the avatar with the sign, and then it's recorded. We tell them the English word. They do it themselves because they understand their language. And we use AI, which is technology, to do the translation of universally known vocabularies with sign language. They know it in the universe worldwide because some of them, they're just known domestically. That's how we use them. That's the part of inclusion and technology. We also use 3D avatars to now show the translation. It gives the real-time precision where you can just see the translation, translate speech, text, videos, and it helps to create seamless communication between the deaf and the hearing community. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Caroline, as someone who is deaf, do you feel very included when it comes to discussions of climate change and the participation you can take in?
Okay, thank you so much, my presenter. I think looking at this question, inclusion is paramount for persons with disability, more especially hearing impairment. Why? Because whenever you want to reach a message, you need to first contact and send your message. So I feel very included. If any program is taking place, I should be included because my voice counts. Because information also is very important when coming to accessing information. And it is my right that I should exercise my opinion. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. And maybe when you look at back in your country, do you feel like there has been either organizations or initiatives that have been put in place to intentionally push this agenda that you so much desire?
Well, I think looking back to my country, we are still coming up as persons with disability because of the long conflict that has been happened in the country, so which has made persons with disabilities being left behind. So we are pushing for that one. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And maybe, Helen, as you listen to this, you know, technology is global. Everybody has access to technology. And so we are hearing that there's a gap somewhere that's not yet been filled where maybe, and we've had discussions in the previous panels where some of the people have highlighted that sometimes people feel, they feel like a burden to people, or people make them feel like they're a burden. But now here is technology and we have the opportunity to jump in and fill that gap. What do you think, or how do you think we can best go about it?
First of all, create awareness. There are a lot of people, technology is there, but they don't know how to use it. Some of them, they've never interacted with it. And creating awareness, it will give them the chance to know that there's something out there that's going to help them in their journey to navigate through their disability. And with that, after creating awareness, you make it accessible to them. Like, for people who are in rural areas, most of them cannot afford internet and the technology required, compatibility of the internet and the technology. But if you make it very affordable to them, at times give it to them to just empower them without wanting them to pay for the services, that will be of very much help. And then empowering organizations that are willing to push this forum ahead.
So earlier on, you had mentioned that you are in your early 20s. So here you are, a young person, and we have, let's say, the older generation. Do you feel like maybe the older generation aren't very keen on this subject as the young people are? And do you think that maybe that is something we also need to fix?
Yeah, I think we need to fix that because we have very different mindsets. I've interacted with people who are older than me, and then to some point our thinking clash. And for that change to occur, which is inevitable, they need to update their thinking. We are not saying that they change how they think about life or anything. They just need to update. Because some of them, they see that technology, it was brought by a white person, and then they feel like it's a taboo in their culture. So they end up remaining in the same position while the world is moving ahead. They need to upgrade how they are thinking and how they view life as a whole in order to benefit from the upcoming technology and the changes it has to bring. They need to accommodate it.
All right. Thank you. Caroline, let me come to you. You are a director of the South Sudan Women with Disabilities Network. What is the main thing that you're hoping to achieve through this network?
Well, I hope the opportunity that I should put is to design a program, more especially training the community, the local communities, so that they can be able to understand about disability and climate change. Secondly, resource. We need to put things in place so that if services are being rendered, it should reach everybody. So resource mobilization is one of the important tools that we need to look at so that our communities and persons with disabilities may access every opportunity that is being put in the country. And then about the technology, we also need to train the locals. We train persons with disabilities, more especially the hearing impaired. We need to train them on the technology, on how they can use it, on how they can come up with their programs so that they give opportunity to everyone. Another thing is the policy. We also need to see that policies are being put in place so that everybody has the right to participate in the community. Thank you.
Thank you. You've talked about doing trainings for people, teaching them about climate change, teaching them about technology. And personally, I do believe that you can empower one local person who empowers a lot of local people. We empower the nation all together and then we go globally. But I'm thinking of that person who is sitting back and they're feeling like, climate change, is it a big deal? But it doesn't affect me. What do you have to say to that person?
Well, right, you are right. Indeed, looking at a country which has not put all the policies in place. So it is very important for us to look into the gaps because we have a lot of gaps which hinder the community or the persons with disabilities to access the information, the policies, the funding, the resources. So I think this could be the right thing. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Let me come back to you, Helen. So how do we also incorporate technology to create awareness and to build a safe space and a safe community for people living with disability?
First of all, we use the technology to rehabilitate them from the previous damage that has been done so far to where they are. And then after that, that's when you make them know of the technology that will help them to navigate in life. And sometimes most of them cannot access the technology we have. Majorly us who are in the city, it's very easy to access a technology, a gadget, a device. You can watch through the TV, the podcasts that they help people to go through these things that they have been suffering with. And also disability, like mostly for the deaf, it causes mental illness to them. They have mental issues. They cannot communicate what they are feeling because most of them, their primary language has just been sign language, mostly those who are born deaf. And those who became deaf along the way, they just know few normal English and maybe Swahili. But then they find it difficult to communicate how they feel, what's going on in their life. But then with the use of technology, we'll help them to outcome whatever they've been going through and then give them the chance to use the technology to give to tell us how they feel it can help them so that we can implement it for them and give them show them how to use it. It should be user-friendly to them.
Caroline, climate change is something that is affecting everyone under the sun, you know? And so it's one of those discussions that we cannot brush off and say maybe it affects people from the West or people from the East. It affects everybody. But when it comes to public participation, do you think they actually participate in these discussions when it comes to climate change?
That is sure, true. When it comes into climate change, early interventions need to be done. Raising awareness, giving messages that introduce them to know about climate itself. Because when the families or the community, the locals, are being sensitized, they may be aware about the climate change, but when they are being left like that, they will not understand what is going on. Why? Because climate change is affecting now everybody. Then they can take the risk, they can take the positive risk, how they can resolve or solve this issue of climate change. But the most important thing is that lobby the government, work together, and then the locals, the nationals, work together so that the campaign which you're going to do will become stronger. Because at the end of the day, we need to see everybody have peace. Thank you.
Yes, and do you think there are more positions of leaderships that we can take up?
Yeah, well, sometimes I feel it has more challenges. One thing is the issue of education level, the literacy, more about some of women with disability, they are not even, they don't know their rights, they don't know how to express themselves. So when they are empowered, I think they can take the lead and they can decide for themselves. For example, in terms of climate change, when they are being empowered, they're given the skills, they can work for themselves. But another issue is poverty. Looking around, poverty is killing everybody in the country. So when that person is supported with the resources, I think the person can gain skills, the person can gain a hope, and then the person can participate. Another thing is the political will, because looking at the political will, if it doesn't incorporate the issues of women with disabilities or persons with disabilities, then I think the whole thing still remains as a vacant. So thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Helen, as an individual, and you know we can keep saying, no, the government is not supporting, we don't have institutions that are supporting. Do you feel in your gut that maybe you are the change that people desire to bring to this nation in terms of climate change?
Yeah, as a person, I do feel we all need to individually take the step to work on the climate changes we are experiencing. This sun is too hot, very hot for everyone. And with that, technology, you can start, awareness is very important. I'm saying it again. Many people, we are suffering because we are not aware, we don't have the knowledge, we are not exposed. But then technology has made life very easy. And now if you go into ChatGPT, you search anything, it gives you all the information. That's an AI. It's very important. You can use AI to do your farming, to plant trees, which will help in the climate changes. It will reduce the global warming, the forestry. Global warming, it will reduce it. You can do it to start up a recycling or a garbage collection entity. The AI does everything. And also, I think I've said it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, as we bring this discussion to a close, Caroline, at the end of the day, we can sit here and say, oh, we don't have support from government, or we don't have support from different people. But I always believe that sometimes change starts with us, and it starts with someone who's watching us back at home. What word of encouragement do you have for that person who's too comfortable and they probably need to get out of it and to bring the change that we desire?
Well, I think we as persons with disability, we are the first people to start the change. Let the change begin with me, and then another person will see. So when you involve everybody in the process of change, I think development and the services can reach, and the support even can reach. No matter whether the percentage is very little, but in the decision making, what do you want to see the change, or what do you want to change? So it is very important for us to begin, and then let us be empowered. As persons with disability, we need this empowerment. Because if we are empowered, we are strong. We can bring that change.
Fantastic. Helen, as we bring this discussion to a close, young people have also been stigmatized a little bit because they've been assumed to just be into parties and just things that seem a bit unproductive. But I do believe that there's a lot of power that comes out of young people. And I want you to, as we wind up, just a parting shot to those young people who feel like they are incapable of bringing change to this country.
Personally, I do believe everything is in the mind. If you believe you can do something, you can do it. And people won't always be there to push you to do whatever you think you can accomplish. It starts with your inner person. You do the self-affirmations. Listen, even if it takes to listen to podcasts. And you also look at how, if you came from a humble background or a poor one, that one, you have something to push you to get something better than what your parents or your community could achieve in the past. But then most of us, as young people, we have that will inside us. We're just waiting for an external force to push us to make it happen. But nothing like that is going to happen. It has to start with you. And you can't just go to someone, convince them, I can achieve this. They look at you like, those are just words. You have to do it. If you go at first, tell them, and then they forget about you. There are some people who will promise you, I'll help you with it. And then, you know, people have a lot of things. Everyone is busy these days. They forget. But then the next time you come to them, make sure you have accomplished something. And if you don't want to change, you'll remain the same, which is inevitable. So you have to do it yourself. Just do it. as Nike says, just do it. Just do it.
Thank you so much, Helen. The external forces can push you to bring change, but it also has to come from within. Thank you so much, ladies. That is Helen Kazira. Thank you so much, and Carolina team, and also Jocelyn Knight. Thank you so much for making this episode a blessing. I will see you in the next episode. My name is Susan Grace.